I'm Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. 2 years ago on July 10th, officials removed the Confederate flag that flew on the statehouse grounds. Today, the South Carolina Secessionist Party assembled in front of the Capitol building to raise the flag again for a day.
It came down on the 10th. It will be back up on the statehouse grounds on the 10th of every year.
That's Braxton Spivey, a member of the Secessionist Party, who spoke for a crowd of about 50 supporters. Nearby, a dozen or so protesters held a counter rally. Tiffany Grant, a member of Simple Justice, the Midlands chapter of Black Lives Matter, says she came to protest the Confederate flag because of the associations it has after the 2015 shooting of 9 black worshipers in Charleston.
I mean, the Emmanuel 9 was committed by a white supremacist who admitted he wanted to start a race war while toting the Confederate flag.
She's referring to Dylan Roof, who was convicted of murder in federal court and sentenced to death earlier this year. The decision to remove the flag from the statehouse grounds came weeks after the massacre, as a photo of Roof, shown draped in a Confederate flag, caused outrage nationwide. Michael Adams Jr. from Greenville, a member of the South Carolina Secessionist Party, says he disavows any association with white supremacy.
Today you see people out here speaking and stuff. It wasn't about race. It ain't about the KKK. It ain't about Dylan Roof. It's not what it's about. It's about heritage, history. These Confederate veterans are veterans too, and I have family members that fought for the South.
Among those protesting, Columbia resident Sam Edwards says she believes the flag's history is that of a fight for slavery and oppression.
And that's an unfortunate part of my heritage, too, that I can no longer support, or I could never support.
The Confederate flag, taken down in 2015, was supposed to go on display at the Confederate Relic Room, but 2 years later, organizers say it remains in a box. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Huntsberger.